Hello, I'm Pauline Goldsworthy, and I am, as usual, joined by
Chris Gillam
for part two of this week's Chatterbox. We'll start part two with our regular information desk and then follow with some news items. And we also have another feature, this time an article about Norwich Castle and its museum. First, however, here's information desk.
Thank you very much for the stamps from Mr. Stephen Turner and Joyce. Sorry, but we do not have your surname, Joyce, but you know who you are. We are very sorry that Mr. Christopher Humphreys and Mrs. Tilly Fisher's memory sticks from the 29th of March did not work properly. I have checked them and they seem to work in our player. We will send replacement memory sticks for that week, so this week you will receive three memory sticks in your wallet. This week's Chatterbox, EDP Norfolk magazine, and the extra one from the 29th of March. If you continue to have problems playing memory sticks, please get in touch with us.
The NNAB Creative Writing. Have you something to say? Have you ever felt the urge to write? If so, come and join others with the same interests and work together to reveal your inner voice. The NNAB runs a group that will give you the opportunity to express yourself through the written word, whatever your vision problems. The club meets between 2 and 4pm, usually on the third Tuesday of the month, at the NNAB Bradbury Centre. The cost is £3 per session. However, for April 2018, the meeting will be on the 24th, not on 17th of April, as we said last week in Information Desk. Thank you, Mrs. Daphne Dennis, for pointing out that we had said the wrong date. To find out more, please call Mark or Elaine on 01603 629 558, or you can email marksmith@nnab.org.uk.
Fancy meeting other visually impaired people for coffee and biscuits every fourth Thursday of the month at 10:30 a.m. The previous Dereham coffee mornings have been so well attended that we are relocating to larger premises. We will now be meeting at the Gemini on Sandy Lane in Dereham, which is the first road on your right going down Swaffham Hill from the previous venue, the George. You will find the Gemini on your right after about 120 yards. There is plenty of parking, including disabled parking, and the disabled access is on the left of the building. Community workers from the NNAB, Jane and Linda, will be hosting in the restaurant area and will be there for any help and advice you may need. The price remains the same, £2 for coffee or tea and biscuits and a friendly chat. For further information, please contact Jane on 01603 629 558. That's 01603 629 558. The next meeting will be on Thursday, the 26th of April.
This is a reminder that on Friday, the 27th of April, there will be a spring pamper evening at the NNAB Bradbury Activity Centre, Norwich, from 6 to 9pm. The entry costs £3. Pamper taster sessions will be available from £5 to £10. There will also be various gift stalls, and all proceeds will go to the NNAB. For more information, please call Donna Minto on 01603 629 558.
We have been given details of the 2018 NNAB holidays. On your holiday, you can enjoy half-board accommodation, being part of a wonderful group of holidaymakers, and being looked after by our own NNAB helpers and friendly hotel staff who will all make sure that you have a fabulous time on your holiday. Entertainment or activities will take place during your stay. If you are on your own and worried about joining us, please don't. It can be quite daunting, but you will be warmly welcomed into the group and very well looked after. And once you have been, you will want to return again and again. The hotel in Great Yarmouth has not been specifically adapted for blind and partially sighted people, but it is suitable for our needs. The NNAB have been holidaying there for well over 25 years. Transport can be arranged to get to Magpie Road and then by minibus to the hotel or directly to the hotel. However, it would be appreciated if you can arrange your own transport, either to pick up points or directly to Great Yarmouth. There will be two fantastic volunteer helpers, but if you feel that you will need the extra help, please bring a carer or friend. Unfortunately, they will not be able to receive a discount on the holiday.
The holiday details are as follows. Great Yarmouth for 4 nights, from Monday the 25th to Friday the 29th of June. The cost is £308 for a single room, £276 for a twin or double room per person, and £20 deposit required per person. Turkey and tinsel break in Great Yarmouth for 4 nights, from Monday the 12th to Friday the 16th of November. The cost is £318 for a single room, £286 for a twin double room per person, and £20 deposit required per person. Please contact Donna Hewitt in the Leisure Department at the NNAB to book your holiday or holidays or for more information. Donna will need to know in which holiday you are interested, your contact details, and you will need to pay the deposit to book. Cheques are payable to NNAB and deposits are non-refundable. Holiday insurance is not included in the holiday cost. Please ring Donna Hewitt on 01603 629 558 or email office@nnab.org.uk.
That's all from Information Desk for this week. Now we'll turn to some news items. The Norfolk Showground is kept busy with what is called a spring fling last weekend and a circus coming up later this month. More festival activity is to be had as we find out what the Norwich Women of the World Festival is all about. First, however, yet more transport as the newspaper sets out its campaigning to duel the A47.
More than 1,700 people have done their bit to boost the campaign to get the A47 fully duelled by sending postcards of support, which will be used to put pressure on the government. Less than half of the road is duelled, and last month saw the launch of the Just Duel It campaign, spearheaded by the EDP sister paper of the Norwich Evening News, Norfolk County Council and Norfolk Chamber of Commerce. The aim of the campaign is to put pressure on the government to commit to further improvements to a key road for Norfolk, which stretches from Peterborough to Lowestoft, on top of the £300 million which has been earmarked. And the postcards will play a vital part in demonstrating the strength of public opinion as the government ponders which road projects should get funding beyond 2020. A batch of postcards were included in the EDP and are available for collection in other locations around Norfolk. Some 1,700 people have filled them in, stating why the duelling of the road is so important, and have sent them off to Norfolk County Council. The idea is that, in the summer, the postcards will be taken to Westminster to demonstrate the strength of feeling for the need for a fully duelled road.
We had such an amazing day. That was the overwhelming verdict from thousands of young showgoers after another successful spring fling. The sun may not have had his hat on at the Norfolk Showground, but that did not worry the 5,000-strong crowd which flocked to the Royal Norfolk Agricultural Association's fun and educational one-day show. The 19th Spring Fling offered hands-on interaction and education on food, farming and discovery from 80 exhibitors, including Mr. Morkin's Farm, dog and sheep shows, and a variety of vintage agricultural machinery. New this year was the Emergency Services Village, where the East Anglian Air Ambulance offered tuition in CPR. However, the foggy conditions meant a planned air ambulance helicopter landing was unable to take place. Greg Smith, the RNAA chief executive, said, "Apart from the helicopter, the weather did not affect the show one iota. It's gone very well." 10-year-old Amber Mycroft from Downham Market said, "I like the horses and the vehicles. It's our first time here." The Spring Fling was created in 2000 when the foot and mouth crisis cancelled the Royal Norfolk show and neither organisers and participants wanted to abandon their plans. Its primary aim is to educate 3 to 7 year olds in the farming culture of Norfolk and to reconnect children with where their food comes from.
The final countdown has begun for Norwich's inaugural Women of the World Festival, which takes place later this month. Women of the World, known as WOW, is said to be the largest women's movement across the globe, and its next stop is our fine city. Norwich Arts Centre held a special launch party as a curtain raiser to the event, which will run from April the 28th to the 29th. And both celebrate women and girls and also take a frank look at barriers that can prevent them achieving their potential. While most of the WOW Norwich events will take place at Open, the event is being led by Norwich Arts Centre and the South Bank Centre and is funded by Spirit of 2012. Much of the Norwich programme has also been inspired by the views of local people who attended a series of think-ins ahead of the festival. The full WOW Norwich programme, which was revealed on March the 8th to mark International Women's Day, features a jam-packed lineup full of talks, debates, music, activism, comedy, workshops and more. Founded in 2010 by South Bank Centre's artistic director Jude Kelly, the WOW movement has already reached more than 2 million people in 23 cities worldwide.
Unicyclists, foot jugglers and acrobats will perform in Norwich when a circus comes to town. The Moscow State Circus will return to the fine city from Wednesday, April the 18th to Sunday, April the 22nd, with the Norfolk Showground hosting the event. It will bring its latest production, Gostinitsa, to families in Norfolk after 2 years of planning. It will be hosted by award-winning clowns, the Chervokins Duo, who will introduce events including acrobatics on Europe's only double Russian swings. Performances will run at 5 p.m. and 7:45 p.m. on Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, and 2 p.m. and 5 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. The British circus show, Circus of Horrors, will be a special guest at 8:30 p.m. on Sunday. Tickets range from £12 to £36 for adults and from £8 to £32 for concessions and children.
A Norfolk man who has lost nearly a third of his body weight is heading to London for one of the biggest physical challenges of his life. Just 2 years ago, Neil Lyons, a University of East Anglia maintenance manager, weighed 21 stone and 9 pounds. Blaming his weight gain on taking things for granted and overindulging, Mr. Irons, known locally as Buzz, decided to follow his wife Tracy's healthy eating regime and the weight began falling off. We decided together to enter the 2017 Norwich 10K. As well as taking part in the race, the couple raised more than £1,200 for Norfolk-based charity The Big C. "It was a fantastic experience," he said. "From there, I knew I could go further." Soon after, the 47-year-old of Dunlop Road, Dereham, entered and completed the Snetterton Half Marathon and applied for what he describes as the ultimate challenge of the world's greatest marathon. "The weight is falling off with the training. I've now lost 6.5 stone, with 10 inches off my waistline." Next week, Mr. Irons will be facing his toughest challenge yet, the London Marathon on April the 15th. Mr. Irons will be running in aid of Children with Cancer UK.
Controversial proposals for student flats on a Norwich car park have been revived after a previous bid was rejected following pleas from neighbours. City councillors turned down plans for more than 280 student flats on the car park in Surrey Street before Christmas, with people living in nearby Carlton Gardens fearing the development would dwarf and overshadow their homes. Developers, SCY Student Accommodation Limited, had wanted to create a complex in the car park once used by Aviva workers in Sentinel House. However, Developers have lodged a revised scheme with Norwich City Council. The number of flats has been cut to 252, while the height of part of the proposed development has been reduced. Jane Crichton, Associate Planner for applicants agent Lampro, said the resubmission has been prepared to address the comments raised. The applicant and design team have continued to work positively and proactively, are committed to continuing this to deliver this important urban regeneration project. However, neighbours are still opposing the development. It will overlook the rear of our properties in Carlton Gardens and is not wanted by the people at the city end of our road. A decision will be made by the City Council's Planning Committee in due course.
The County's Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC, has hailed a youth quake of participation in a scheme to prevent crime among young people. Lorne Green was speaking at the forum in Norwich City Centre as the PCC Youth Commission he set up last year reported on its findings from the past 7 months. The commission is made up of 40 people from across Norfolk, aged between 13 and 25 years of age, who helped carry out the big conversation about crime and policing with youth communities in the county. Mr. Green said, "We're unlocking a youth quake. There's so much creativity in young people we need to build on. We have to engage with them and listen to their ideas." The Commission spoke to more than 1,000 young people across the county, and the group of youngsters also visited inmates from HMP Wayland Prison in Watton to get a better understanding of the causes of crime. In total, the campaign reached more than 1,600 people, and Mr. Green estimates that for every person who is reached, another 10 are affected.
We'll move on to our second feature. And yet again, Derek James comes up trumps with his weekly Norwich Through the Decades feature in the evening news. This week, it is the turn of Norwich Castle, which he calls our box on the hill. His article is read by Alan Shirley.